Thank you Allah for the Madani environment. Thank you Allah for all your blessings. Thank you Allah for all your blessings. Thank you Allah for the Madani environment.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said that only one durood sharif, merely only a single durood sharif that you send on our beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم with love and devotion, what is the reward that you get from that? Allah Azza wa Jal, He blesses you with 10 rewards, subhanAllah, for sending only one Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for the purpose of increasing our love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let us send Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back, dear Madani Channel viewers, to our episode, to our silsila. This is a very beautiful silsila, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. And it is a silsila that, inshallah, hopefully, if we all of ourselves, inshallah, put our minds together and even ponder over this aspect, which is the topic of our silsila, of our series, of our program, religious environment at home, maintaining a religious Islamic environment at home, as I believe most of us at home, and I'm very hopeful you'd agree with me that if you look at the situation that we're facing today, it is very, very challenging. It is actually very demanding in terms of ourselves doing everything that we can, really. Actually, trying our utmost best to the best and the best of our abilities to change the order of things, to change the things the way they are. Actually, otherwise we're heading to a disaster. The situation is becoming day by day, it is becoming very disastrous. I'm talking about the situation in our communities, in our societies. And we look around, we see also what is going on, especially when it comes to our youth, to the young people. You find that there is really a major problem taking place. And now for us, Alhamdulillah, to try and also find a way how we can try to deal with the situation, we have this program that we have that is how to maintain a religious Islamic environment at home, or establishing an Islamic solid system of deen that will enable us to strengthen our iman at home, and as well as become a shield to protect our young people, our youth, our children from the evils that are out there in the society. So it is very critical, and is it of paramount importance, and it is really, in today's time, it is the call of the day, and it is actually the need of the hour that we find a solution, and we really put our heads together and we actually strive very, very hard, and that we ourselves remain focused. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, in the last episode, in the last previous episode, we look at how our women folk, especially that in modern times you find that other cultures, other societies, other people in today's time tend to look and actually have a very negative, narrow understanding of deen, and try to portray a very, very bad image, and they try to make it as if that Islam is very oppressive when it comes to looking after the women folk, and that Muslim women are the most oppressed. They're not allowed to express themselves. They're not allowed to have freedom to go into careers, into profession. But alhamdulillah, I think if we are following the last episode, we would have alhamdulillah hopefully learned some important points and aspects that we highlighted that actually that is totally wrong and it's contrary to the true teachings of deen. And that also we need to understand, and our women folk, that they need to be at all time constantly and conscious of this fact that actually it is vital. It is absolutely very, very important. And I make this point very, very emphatically that it is critically important that a woman, despite the career she pursues and the profession she aspires to have, as long as it is incompatible with the teachings of Sharia, is incompatible with the teachings of Islam, she has to maintain that piety. So she can have piety in her profession. And as long as it doesn't strip her of a role of being a good mother, and that role that is vital at home, being the heart and the center of everything to build up that religious Islamic environment, then she can pursue, as long as she have these important elements of deen, that is taqwa, being a good wife, being also a person that aspires to have piety of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, then she can have any, she in this way, if she has a particular profession and she's maintaining a balance and she's a good wife, she fulfills the rights of the husband, then there is nothing that can prevent a woman to excel. And a woman like that is the best that you can ever find, and she is the treasure of the entire world. So today we look at the aspects of how important as well is for the husband to become a true husband, to become a true man of the house, to become the true person that takes control of the situation at home, that is a loving husband, that takes good care of his family, that is not neglectful of his family, that is a husband, that is a true husband, the whole world aspires to cherish, or the whole world admires, the whole world actually looks up to, like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said, خيَارُكُمْ خيَارُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي, that the best amongst you is the one who is best to his family, and I am the best to my family. So we, the husband, is the best role model. He is the head of the family. He is the main person that actually paves the way for the wife in order to carry out her duties, so that she can have find it easy to do her role. It all depends on the responsibility of the husband. For a woman to be the queen of the house, for her to be able to have the strength and to give her support to her abilities to do her role, the man need to be a responsible person. Men are stronger by virtue of what Allah has given one over the other. Not that a man is one that actually utilizes that strength, that extra strength Allah has given men in order to suppress, in order to oppress, in order not to play his role, in order to be neglectful. But Allah has provided him with such strength and has given him that strength and power over women, or better than women, so that man can play his important, significant role, which is to ensure that he grants protection to his family, which is to ensure that man does his duty, which is to look after the family, to provide the family with all the necessary requirements that are needed, that man does his role in order to ensure that he provides security for his family, that he guards his family. When the man plays his role, what comes, what is the outcome, what is the result that he makes the way easy for the wife to play her role. So one complements the other, and the man, when man is playing his role, when man is doing what Allah has created him to do, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, khiyarukum khiyarukum li ahli, the man, the best among you is one who is best to his family. When a man does his role, when a man plays his role, he is a true man, and he looks after his family, then the man makes it easy for that house, for that home. That home, it becomes a loving home. It becomes a sweet, loving home. It is a home that a true, inspiring, Islamic, a religious, dini environment can blossom. It does not mean that man can stand up, and man, because of his power, because of extra strength that he has, but he utilizes to oppress those under his care. It means that man can go out and do whatever he is possible for him to take care of his family. So subhanallah, as our discussion is based on how to maintain a good Islamic, good religious Islamic environment, the focus today is on man. How man, it is important that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has stated in another narration that the best of you is the one who is best to his wives, and I am the best of you towards them. So our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he played every role that you can, men can ever do in the entire world. That's why even non-Muslims, those who had clear conscience of understanding what is a true nature of man, when they sat down and looked at all the people from the beginning of time and looked at everybody that has come in history, that has changed the course of history, that has brought about revolution, that has brought about the true nature and essence of a man, why Allah created him, a person that has done every single role that a man can do, they were forced and beyond any shadow of doubt to find that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the best role model. Nobody ever on the surface of the earth, whoever walked, that had truly portrayed the true nature of what a person should be, or a person, the best of all people, they found none other than our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he played every role. He was the father, he was the grandfather, he was a military commander, he was leader of the nation. He showed what it is kindness, what it is how to raise and look after children, how to take care of children. He showed the world what it is when the children are raised from a family where the wife has passed away. He has shown what it is to become a father to a daughter. He has shown what it is to look after people and how to have good care of people. Every single role that men should play on earth, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam fit every role, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to absolute perfection beyond any comprehension of anybody. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he perfected it and he raised to be the pinnacle of all examples. And for that, men, we need to emulate our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, obligation of living with one's wife in kindness, it is binding upon the husband to live with his wife in the best way possible and to be lenient to her in everything that Allah azza wa jal has permitted. There are various ahadith in this matter, concerning this issue. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the best of you is one who's best to his wife. I am the best of you towards them. So who else can you emulate if you consider yourself to be a true man? If you should consider yourself to be the true husband, if you should ever dream of yourself to be the perfect role model, or to be that famous celebrity, or to be the true champion of the cause of man, what he stands for, you have to emulate our Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the occasion of the last farewell Hajj, what was the message? What was the words of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Full of roses, full of advice, what counseling words, what beautiful words our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen, listen with the ears of the heart. Listen, listen with the conscience of akal of intelligence. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said, for all men folk out there, if you yourself truly desire to raise, to have a good environment, Islamic religious environment in your home, listen to the beautiful words of our beloved master, Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Listen, listen, and take my counsel with regards to women. Listen and listen, and take my counsel with regards to women. Be good to them. Be good to them, for they are your responsibility that Allah has given to you. You possess nothing to them other than this, unless they commit something that completely is against what Allah Azza wa Jalla has ordered, which is completely deliberate obscenity. Listen, listen, take good care of your wives. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he outlined and told us, you have rights over your wives, and your wife have rights over you. As for your rights over your wives, they are that no one disliked by you should sit on your bed and they admit no one into your home who you dislike. Yes, and the rights that they have over you is that you are good to them, and that you provide for them, and that you provide food and all the necessary requirements that you need to provide as a husband. So a true husband, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another hadith said, let no male believer ever hate a female believer, though he may dislike one of her attribute, he will be pleased with the other. Subhanallah azza wa jal, how important, how hard hitting are these facts, are these words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, subhanallah azza wa jal, this brings the point home. What is the point? Men are responsible, they have great responsibility, and they are supposed to fulfill those rights and responsibility which women have over them. If men desire to have the perfect religious Islamic environment, let the men play their role. When we play our role, we make it easier for our wives, that these wives of ours are able to carry out their duties. In their duty, that it will, inshallah, bring about that home, sweet home environment of deen, and the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla becomes the glorious and the glory that can be heard in the house. The sifat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam become the glory that we hear in this house. The character, the behavior of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will emanate from that house. Only when we men play our role. Our role is not that we are nice to others outside. When we come home, we are different. We are not caring. We are not loving. We don't have good nature. But our role should be that in providing, as well as good in having good nature, as well as being a sweet loving husband, a sweet loving father, as well as being that father who provides, we also don't neglect our duty, which is to ensure that that home environment is one that inculcates the love of Allah Azza wa Jal and the love of His beloved Habib Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's not also just that perhaps now I'm not a person that is harsh, that is hard, that also is difficult with his family, but I am that sweet husband. I am that loving husband. I'm that good husband. I provide everything my family they desire. I give them everything. I give them shelter, the best of shelters. I give them the best of food, the best of dress. But when it comes to the deen, then we are neglectful. And neither also does our deen teach us. We are tough with our children. We are tough with our wives. We are very severe. We are stern. But on the other hand, we are not loving. We are not affectionate to our children. The deen doesn't teach us. Our deen teaches us to maintain that balance. What is the balance? The balance that you are sweet and loving to your children, to your wife, and to your family, and also you provide them at the same time, you know, neglectful of providing and ensuring that in your home it is a center, it is a house where the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla is supreme, where the name and the character and the behavior and manners of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are imaging. When such is the home, then we truly deserve to be given that title that men are, in terms of strength, are superior than women, are stronger than women. But if you are oppressive, if you yourself on outside, you show piety, you show taqwa, you show all other characteristics of taqwa and piety outside, but in your home you are oppressive. In your home, you yourself, you not that you are that husband that the children are frightened of, the wife she's frightened of, people are not safe from your hands at home. Children and wife are not safe from your words and the choice of the word you use, from the foul language that you use. Then you don't deserve to be called a good man or that man who's stronger than women. And at the same time, if you are that husband, sweet, loving husband, good natured, very good in everything, you provide your family with everything, but also don't inculcate the true teachings of deen. The name of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not promoted at home, and you do not promote the teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, yet you're so loving and so sweet in everything, then also you don't deserve to be called that men are superior to women in terms of strength. So the point here is to maintain a balance. The balance we need to maintain is that both men and women, husband and wife, have to play their role. If we are to ensure that our homes are one that is a sweet, loving home, that the name of Allah Azza wa Jal reigns supreme, the name of our Nabi, the sifat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the qualities of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the beautiful characters of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam emerge from, so we have to ensure we maintain a balance. And it is maintaining this balance that can bring about the success of bringing about a good religious Islamic environment at home. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, then we are following, as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, that my Sahaba are like stars. Each one of them that you follow, you will find your destination. So that's how the Sahaba succeeded. Listen to Allah Azza wa Jal and obeyed Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and implemented it in their lives and changed their homes. And those homes became the centers of where the name Allah and His Rasul was supreme. Like that, they changed the four corners of the globe. Like that, the deen reached to every corner and every part of the globe. Because of that environment, we change their homes. We make dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. We ask Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, most merciful Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Allah Azza wa Jal, enable us that Ya Allah, for your love, Ya Allah, for the love of your Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we change our conditions, Ya Allah. We change our home environment. We turn our homes to become those homes that are full of the nur of your ma'rifah, full of the sifat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Amin. Bijahi Nabi Al-Aminu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Thank you, Allah, for the Madani environment. Thank you, Allah, for